next up, we're going to talk to The Howling Fog, or Bennett from The Howling Fog. They came in at number 92 on the top 101 chart with Let the Sun Die. Hi, Bennett. How are you going?
Hey, good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for being available for a phone call. It's actually not quite so early now, thanks to all the bands for being available early on a Saturday. Congratulations at coming in at number 92 with Let the Sun Die. I have to say, one of my favourite tracks for 2021, and Martina said the same as well. So tell us about Let the Sun Die.
Okay. Look, one of our relatively new songs, it actually started as a riff that our singer-guitarist Peter came up with, and effectively we sort of got together in the jam room and built a song around it. I have to say, personally, it's probably one of my favourite Howling Fog songs. I think it's a little bit different to some of the other stuff that we've done in that it's a little bit more intricate, more parts, and dare I say it, potentially even a little bit proggy. Still the same sort of sound, but a little bit more going on with the guitars and the interplay and stuff like that.
And did you make a video for that one?
Yeah, we did. Very lo-fi. We just recorded a video of the four of us playing with different camera angles in our singer's rehearsal space, jam space, where we jam. Seems like videos and part and parcel of putting songs out these days. So, you know, nothing overly expensive or produced or anything like that, but just something that we put together ourselves.
It must be so much easier these days to put some of those things together because everyone's got access to